about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You worry about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the king? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the king? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal king. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal king. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the king. Bring them to the king. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
I pray that this CD has been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until we meet again this same time next week. Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my pain. So good enough to raise my kids. Best is the best, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at.
I know that.
And I might not do it the way that you're accustomed to. He's all right. He said, you just be you. You just be you. You just be you. See, Elijah was Elijah. Moses was Moses. And they didn't get it twisted. He's like. And if he can get us in 2015 to realize, I can only do the will of him that sent me. And I love you, my brother. I need you, my sister. And whether you know it or not, you need me. We're all a part of this body. Philippians, the first chapter. And I'm going to read. I also noticed that some actually stand and some don't. If you got some that stand and the word is being read, you're more than welcome to stand. I'm going to bring it to you the way God gave it to you. That's what we got to learn, children. You've got to learn to obey God. And you may not do it the way others do it. But as long as you're doing what God said, you're going to win every time.
That's right.
But Mr. Saul didn't do it the way God wanted him to do it. He said, Saul, but you have just been obedient. A simple thing is being obedient can cause you to miss out. I would hate to get there and he said, I don't even know you.
Yes.
Going to be a lot of them. That's what my word tells me. There's going to be some that's going to come before me and say, I don't even know you.
Amen.
The Lord, then I pray that tonight and I fast and I lay hands and I cast out that there is a people say, I don't even know you. Bad thing. Think about it, children of God.
Yes.
Think about it. Philippians, the first chapter and the first verse. I want y'all to know I've got my new King James. I remember when I first came to church. Well, first of all, the old people used to say, and this may be when I say the old people, because for the last 3 years, I've been laughing at myself. I used to say, the old people say, pray before you eat. Wash your hands. And I was always saying what the old people said. Well, I'm the old people now. I'm straight up the old people now. Old people used to say, I ain't gonna preach it. You see where that little young with the scalp come over there, all that stuff broke down. If God don't give it to me when I die, I ain't gonna say it. Well, with today's mind going to and fro, it better make some notes somewhere. God said, I gave it to you if you didn't write it down. It begins the first chapter, and the first verse, Paul intended this servant of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi. Philippi. You say tomato, I say tomato. And the bishops and the deacons. The bishops and the deacons. And the bishop and the deacons. And the bishops and the deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. How many of you still got the joy?
Yeah.
With my joy still got. Because let me say this shit to you. You got a whole lot of saints ain't got no joy. Wake up in the morning with that old nasty face. Go to bed at night and I say, oh Lord, did you come again? Did you come? I don't even want to look. Don't let me look at it. God! It's because you done lost your joy. Don't help me to lose mine.
Right.
You don't know what I'm trying to fight to keep this from joy. And the Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Verse, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident, confident. A whole lot of folks have lost their confidence.
Yes.
People come up and get messing with these speakers and messing with the microphone and messing with you forgot who you are.
Right.
Take that microphone and take all of them. Put your hands on every one if you have to. But don't give in.
Right.
You're a child of the King.
Yes.
He gave you a call.
Yes.
I don't care what nobody else tells you. I don't care who locked you and don't lock you. Yes. God gave you that call. Yes. You will always have some haters.
Yes.
Jesus said, I've got 12, and one of you is a straight up hater you have.
Yes.
Get used to it.
Yes. 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 Yes.
verse. Sixth verse. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work
in you
will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'll read you a little bit of this. It says, Timothy was with Paul and Silas when they planted the church in Philippi. Express humanly in our believers. Then it talked about the bishops and the deacons. Then it went on to that second verse, grace and peace of God and Jesus Christ. 10th verse talked about love and knowledge. And the 11th verse talked about righteousness. That 14th verse went on into envy and strife. How many of you know the church has envy and strife in it? And it ought not to be so. Not everybody out there can tell you, yeah, she's got envy and strife, and yeah, he got envy and strife. No, you take a look at you. And just pray, God, that it's not me. We're so sure about everybody else's. You're not going to take my joy.
What?
Hang on, later. Then that 18th verse, Paul accepted the message and the work of both groups, trusting God for some sovereignty. And refuse. I'm getting to where I'm at. Y'all keep standing. 21st verse, now I'm going to do 20. And it provides covering and running from the battle of hope. 21st. For to me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. And when I read that, you have to go back to find out what it is Paul was talking about. You may take your seat the rest of this time. Keep the music going for me. So I went back to the book of Acts, that 16th chapter. Because I need to know how to wish my old stars. You can't just take one scripture and run.
That's right.
I want to get on up to my late husband of 43 years. Get married today, tomorrow, and divorce. Why? Because the breath was saved when they got up this long. I'm talking to saved people. I'm talking to folks that saved their first life. God is looking for soldiers that's willing to stand in the midst of all of this that's going on in the world.
Amen.
And it's serious, children. Today, the Republicans has a man named Donald Trump. And we don't get involved in politics. Well, you better learn to get politics, people, brothers. Because they're going to take the food stamps from you. They're going to cut off the house that they have to live in. They're going to make sure that the president's got the higher education. They're getting jobs to struggle for all this time. Hey, listen, children, about. And everything that's going on, in case you didn't know it, I want you to know God is in the midst of it. Now, you can believe it if you want to.
All right, all right.
Then when they pulled around there and told me Ben Carson was a Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath keeper. Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath keeper. That's not you. That's not me. And then you're going to say you're going to get in politics? Now my vote was for Hillary because I love her. And that's my opinion. I ain't trying to force nobody, whatever. You got to write the others like I do. I've been a Democrat all my life, but I'm listening to these young people today. They say, we're going to vote for the one that's going to give us. All right, well, that's good. But when they told me Ben was a Sabbath keeper, oh, Lord, that's my brother. Oh, Lord, God, you know I ain't nothing for you. Oh, Jesus. And he's a Sabbath keeper. Oh, God!
Yes, God.
God is getting ready to come back, children of God.
Yeah.
And we can have a little wisdom to see the signs of all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to where I was. If you go to the book of Acts, that 16th chapter, where Pope Paul and Trouble really started. Trying to help them win. trying to help them win. Listen, I'm talking to the children of God today. Well, man, they had some prayer that was going on, the Bible tells me. And it was women. They were in prayer. And Paul went over there, and he loved it. He was able to preach to her and talk to her and convert her over. And then they had one soothsayer that followed him around everywhere he went trying to pump him up. Most high man of God, that suit really looks good to God. I'd like your haircut today, tomorrow. You're a good man. The Bible says Paul got tired of that. Turn around and lay some hands on the sister girl. Cast out them demons. Then she wasn't no more good to her master. She was old witchcraft folks. Down in Louisiana, we call them voodoo people. I don't know what y'all talking about in the city down in Texas. But she can work some tricks and wrists over there. Then her master got mad with Paul and Silas and went to the man in charge and said, look, you got to put him in jail. And that's the beginning of the story. Locked him up in prison over there. Well, they locked him up because Mr. Paul cast the devils out of that woman.
That's right.
Then the man didn't have no other use for that woman that he had been using to help him. Look, ministers and missionaries and elders and prophets, and God's getting ready to use you. Now, we can hear Paul say, for Christ is gain, and if I die, I ain't worried about it. But see, some of y'all ain't went through it yet. But after the day, you'll never be the same, because God's telling you, get ready for it. They beat poor Paul. They beat him up and locked him up in jail. But one thing for sure, your God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Your God, brother, if you just go through this the right way, I'll get your back. I got it. If I want to pray, I'll pray. If I'm here, whoop, knock the gates open, and everything is going out to reach the word.
Yes.
I can say God caused the earthquake. He came in. Every door that was locked, open them up. Knock the chains off of Mr. Paul because he's doing what God says. We got to do what God says today.
That's
he's
right.
It's children of God.
Amen.
It's worth it, children of God.
Amen.
It's worth it. Don't give up, children of God.
That's right. Amen.
Little hurt, little blame, little talking about you, little lying on you, little losing your job, your husband gone, children like that. It's worth it. Don't give up.
All right.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Like the whole world against you. But don't give up. Because if God you cause an earthquake, you're causing an earthquake. Listen. I'm a living witness. He will never forsake you. At the point where he said, ask me what you will. He told us the psalm, if you all remember. So he opened it up and the man got, he was so disturbed. Lord have mercy. I may as well kill myself because they don't kill me. And Paul said, y'all don't do yourself no harm, brother. We're all here. We didn't come to kill you or kill ourselves. God's going to work.
That's right.
And look how many folks got converted. Amen. Behind that one situation. God said, I'm trying to get somebody up in here to allow me to convert some people. I need you to go out these walls and preach and teach. I'm tired of preaching to one another. I'm preaching appreciation message up in here. And I feel the spirits of some of them. And you're the very one that he's talking to.
Yes.
Well, we ain't going back up that no more. You didn't do it anyway. This is not doing it anymore. Bishop and first thing did it. And that's because they love me.
Yes.
That's because they love me.
Yes.
Our time is winding up.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And God is getting ready. This is a spiritual warfare between God and Satan. Not you and your brother, you and your sister. It's between God and Satan. And God only wants you to use your jackpot. If you are allowed him to use your jackpot. And in the midst of him getting his glory, you're going to get your glory. Paul went on down, and that's why he was for him, that he was able to teach to other disciples. He said, if you go through, God's going to do a work in you. Don't give up today, Sabbath keepers.
Yeah.
The enemy wants you to think that he's only a few of you. I want you to know it's millions of us out there.
Yeah.
I want you to know it's millions of us out there. Missing out. You say, I'll put it on.